and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Crumbs of Life.
A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." And he said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's face it, Jesus doesn't come off well in this encounter with the Canaanite woman. She, the persistent one, had nothing to lose. She was bold and strong and insistent. All that mattered was that her beloved daughter was being tormented by a demon, and she needed help. The woman came to Jesus asking essentially for mercy. Mercy for her daughter, of course, but also mercy for herself, since all of her being depended on the health and wholeness of her daughter. The woman came asking for bread, even if only in the form of crumbs. She knew instinctively that Jesus himself was the bread of life, and she was famished. Interestingly, this text is sandwiched, no pun intended, in between two bread stories. The multiplication of 5 loaves with 12 baskets of bread left over in chapter 14, and the multiplication of 7 loaves with 7 baskets left over later in chapter 15. Bread in abundance, the mercy of God in edible form. And what did those baskets contain, really? Crumbs. They were baskets of God's abundant love in the form of crumbs. That's all that the Canaanite woman wanted. That's all she asked for. Just crumbs from the master's table to feed her suffering daughter. And so what follows after the initial request is a rather clever repartee between her and Jesus. He says, "My bread is for the Jews. You're not one of us. You're a dog." She says, "Even dogs get the crumbs from the master's table." And he relented because of what he called her great faith. He never described anyone else's faith like that. In fact, he had just referred to Peter's hesitancy on water as little faith. "Oh, you of little faith." This woman could probably herself have walked on water with a proper invitation. And no doubt she would have for the sake of her daughter. She would have done anything for her. Her love was as strong as her faith. The Canaanite woman has the best lines in this story, but Jesus has the last word. "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish."